Time to talk some motoring with David Brown, our man on the road as always. How are you this morning, mate?
I'm fighting fit, Andrew.
Mate, it turns out that there's not going to be a Tesla Cybertruck for Australia, unfortunately. I was really looking forward to seeing some of these.
Well, were you looking forward to seeing them or actually using them? They are a rather distinctive look. They have no sort of curvature to them at all. It's like they were designed with a set square. You know, people may remember it. It polarized opinions, which perhaps is their desired effect, really, isn't it? That's what Tesla tends to be all about. It is a ute in the dual cab version, carry four or five people, and it is one that has been delayed from a number of times. First announced in 2019, it has been delayed, but now with supply chain difficulties, and across Australia, which they thought might well be its third best market. We love our ute, but we are right-hand drive. So what Elon Musk is doing is he's just pulling back and only taking orders for them in America.
That actually makes a reasonable sense. When you talk about the left-hand, right-hand drive, I mean, it's one thing for an old rack and pinion type vehicle to be able to be converted, but I imagine it would be near and impossible to do it for an electric vehicle.
Well, in some ways, there's probably...
Well, highly expensive.
And just cumbersome for what is, when you can sell all the ones that you're going to manufacture in the, well, if not just the American, but the, certainly in North America, maybe Canada, maybe Mexico as well. So if you can do it over there, you know, certainly while we've got huge supply problems, you really would be taunting people by taking an order here in Australia when you wouldn't get it for 3 years at the best. And the way things are going there, I think 3 years might be optimistic.
David, to be perfectly honest, I'm looking at a picture right now. I really think we may have dodged a bullet in this circumstance because it looks like it was drawn by an eight-year-old.
Well, I think an eight-year-old might be embarrassed. By,
you know, sorry to all the eight-year-olds listening around the hunter. Yes, you're right.
It's simplistic in its way, isn't it? You know, angles and straight lines and one crease down the side. Elon Musk loves the look of it, but it's very much almost in that in-your-face different sorts of styles. Fashion. The fashion industry might well do that in any of their fashion shows. You know, you do things to be, well, to make headlines out of it, and he's certainly done that. And people, you know, there are some people who want to look that different, and there are some who certainly don't. I personally wouldn't buy it for its looks.
Yeah, somehow I don't think Ford or Dodge are shaking in their boots at the possibility of people jumping out of their utes into the Tesla Cybertruck, David.
Well, America's a big market.
Yes, you know, indeed.
But the thing about that, there's enough, well, how should I say? I was going to say enough weird people, but let me say enough people of different taste than what you or I might like.
Diplomatic to the end, as always. David Brown, thank you very much for the motoring update. We will talk again next Thursday.
Yeah, thanks, mate.